Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be in other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing, everyone. On this Sabbath, January 6, 2024, I hope you have better weather. We are storm over here. So I hope that you have sunshine at your neck of the woods. This is our lesson 399. Chapter 78, entitled Covering. This is our part 8. And we are going to ask our dear brother to bless us once more with a tiny tot teen song.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face? Well, how'd I do that? Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother Day. If any one of the little ones helped by their parents would like to be able to open the family section with prayer of the tiny tots, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. This day, God, I labor in the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord. And please protect the Sabbath words that we're about to learn in Jesus' name, we pray, amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, dear one, it's story time for our precious tiny dot and family to learn their lessons of part 2 of the story about Jesus in our chapter 16 entitled, in Gethsemane, and our dear brother will be the one to narrate it.
All right, the Bible verses for our lessons are taken from the book of Matthew, 26 and 38. Then said he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Jesus said this to his disciples. Tarry ye here, stay right here, and watch with me, or pray with me. In Matthew 26, 39, And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. What was he referring to when he said this cup? He was referring to a cup of suffering that he was about to endure. In Mark 14:37, And he cometh and findeth them, the disciples, sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour? Couldn't you pray for at least an hour? And in 27, And Jesus said unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. In 14:29, But Peter said unto him, Though all should be offended, yet will not I. He thought he knew himself. Next slide. There you go. Near the gate of Gethsemane, Jesus had left all his disciples except Peter, James, and John. And he had gone into the garden with these three. I've often wondered if the other disciples were kind of jealous. Huh, he always takes those with him. I wonder why he doesn't take us. That's a human thought. They were his most earnest followers and had been his closest companions, Peter, James, and John. But he could not bear that even they should witness the suffering he was to endure. He said to them, Tarry ye here and watch with me, Matthew 26:38. He went a short distance from them and fell prostrate upon the ground, fell on his face. He felt that by sin he was being separated from the Father. The gulf between them appeared so broad, so black, so deep, that he shuddered before it. Christ was not suffering for his own sins, but for the sins of the world. That's you and me. He was feeling the displeasure of God against sin as the sinner will feel it in the day of judgment. That's why we need to send our sins to the sanctuary ahead of time and have them forgiven. Because it's the wicked that are going to feel this. In his agony, Christ clung to the cold ground. From his pale lips came the bitter cry, Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Matthew 26:39. For an hour, Christ bore this terrible suffering alone. Then he came to his disciples, hoping for some word of sympathy. But no sympathy awaited him, for they were asleep. They awoke at the sound of his voice, but they hardly knew him. His face was so changed by anguish. Addressing or speaking to Peter, he said, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour? Mark 14:37. Just before he bent his footsteps to the garden, Christ had said to the disciples, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. They had given him the strongest assurance that they would go with him to prison and death. And poor, self-sufficient Peter had added, "Although all shall be offended, yet will not I." Mark 14:27-29. That's taken from the story of Jesus, page 102 and 103.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing the part two of our lesson entitled In Gethsemane in our Tiny Talk lesson book, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place January 13, 2024. Well, dear ones, it's time for Tiny Talks and parents and guests to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. And we have a new topic, dear ones, and it's Mammal of the Bible. And our dear brother, Josh, will be the one to narrate.
So, blessings, everyone. And here's where our new lesson begins. Our Bible verse is taken from the book of John, chapter 4, in the King James Version. Lesson 1, A Woman at a Well. Verses 1 to 8 says, "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made it and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and depart again into Galilee. He must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the sea to buy meat." Looking through nature, lesson 1, what is a mammal? And memory verse, first of the verse is John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And the character quality of this story is kindness versus harshness. Kindness is the disposition that delights in contributing to the happiness of others. Nature, what is a mammal? There are about 4,000 or 5,000 different kinds of mammals in the world, each one to its own family. There are many sizes of mammals. There are mammals with long ears, long necks, long tails, short tails, and no tails at all. There are mammals with long hair, short hair, or curly hair. There are mammals that can fly, run, jump, crawl, burrow, and even swim. This quarter, we will learn many things about these animals called mammals, and they will teach us. Who teacheth us more than the beasts of the earth? Job 35:11. But what is a mammal? Scientists tell us that it is an animal that has these characteristics. 1, is one-blooded. 2, has a backbone. 3, has 2 pairs of limbs. 4, has more or less of a complete covering of hair. 5, feeds its babies with milk. 6, in most species, gives their young protection and training. And 7, has a larger or more well-developed brain than most other animals, such as insects and birds. Cattle, sheep, and goats are mammals. Deer, gazelles, camels, donkeys, horses, mice, bats, whales, elephants, hippos, lions, leopards, bears, wolves, and foxes are mammals. What lessons can a mammal teach you? 1, warm blood can remind us to be warm-hearted and kind to people, like Jesus was to the woman at the well and the people of Samaria. Two, we also need backbone so that we can stand alone for the truth like Jesus did as a child in his family. Three, a mammal's two pairs of wings bring to mind how Jesus used his legs to carry him to the well and his hands to reach out to bless the people of Samaria. His limbs were used for kind errands of blessing others. Four, as the mammals have a covering to protect them from the elements, so Jesus longed to cover the woman at the well and the people of Samaria with his robe of righteousness. Five, the mammals feed their young just as the lips of the righteous feed many. Proverbs 10:21. And Jesus fed the woman at the well the precious spiritual truths of heaven. Six, the people of Samaria thronged around Jesus, hanging on his kind words like some baby mammals cling to their mothers and feed. As the mammals train their young ones, so God trains us. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. Psalm 32:8. And seven, the larger, more well-developed brain of mammals remind us how Christ desired the woman at the well to have the mind of Christ. Philippians 2:5. Reinforce. One, look for mammals. Activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. One, look for mammals. Use your guidebook to identify them. Two, if you live in the country and have your own well, examine it. Then find illustrations of wells and Bible types. Three, sing the chorus of the song, All Things Right and Beautiful, if you know the song. If not, you can learn it. Four, whenever you get thirsty and drink a glass of water, remember that Jesus is thirsty too. He thirsts for our love and gratitude. Five, for individual activity stories and poems, use the booklet entitled Children's Bible Activity Book. Children's Bible Activity Stories and Poems for this quarter. Six, say a memory verse. Here are mind activities you can do while you remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, as you in kindness care for your pets, if you have any, you remind of what a mammal is and how Jesus came to the well to care for the spiritual needs of the woman. Three, follow Jesus' example by being kind and courteous to people who do not go to your church, but are worshiping God the best as they know how. Remarkable Parenthood. In all true teaching, the personal element is essential. Christ, in his teaching, dealt with men individually. It was by personal contact and association that he trained the 12. It was in private, often to but one listener, that he gave his most precious instruction. To the honored rabbi at the night conference on the Mount of Olives, to the despised woman at the well of Sychar, he opened his richest treasures. For in these hearers he discerned the impressible heart, the open mind, the receptive spirit. Even the crowd that so often thronged his steps was not to Christ an indiscriminate mass. Directly to every mind and appealed to every heart, he watched the faces of his hearers mark the lighting up of the countenance, the quick, responsive glance which told that truth had reached the soul. And there vibrated in his heart the answering chord of sympathetic joy. Education, page 231. It's time to share your nature experience, walk experience, dear ones. Your pictures, our dear sister Susie and family's photos, transies of the island of Jamaica.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. My family and I just recently went home, is what we call home in Jamaica. And while we were there, we were able to partake of some of the fruits of the season. We were able to see papayas, green and yellow on the trees. We saw the sorrel, what is also known as hibiscus, which it has really good health properties. And we had the ability to partake of some sugar cane. This one is the striped sugar cane. This was a very insightful seeing. This banana tree was actually cut down, so you cannot see the end of it, but it's not really attached to anything. It was chopped down completely, but out of the log that was chopped down, came out life. And this little banana, bananas were just laying on the floor, growing outside of the log that was chopped down, which was very beautiful to see. It was really like, wow. It wowed us at that moment because we weren't expecting to see that in that very instant. But that was good to see as well. It was a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I was picking a guava tree. This is a dwarf guava. And this was one of the largest guava on the tree. Wasn't quite ripe as yet, but it was really beautiful, so I picked it and I ate it.
Mm-hmm.
And then here, Emma was, her grandfather had bananas hanging in his shed, so she was able to go, like, at her height and picked from the banana stalk and ate it by itself. And they were pretty sweet. They were pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then here also, it must have been an orange or a tangerine season. The last time we went, we didn't get any of this fruit, orange or tangerine. They said that it was like dying out, which was pretty sad to us. But this time we were able to partake of, and here you see Emma and Haley. Haley is picking from the tree itself, because they were hanging so low that they were able to go ahead and help themselves. And as you can see, Emma was basically loading up on them. So we bought quite a few to our home from their grandfather's house.
Yummy!
And here, as you can see, this was the sun setting. And it was so beautiful. I tried my best to capture it on the phone. It wasn't doing it justice. But the sky was just so beautiful, and the sun and the greenery, it was just really amazing to see. And this, the one on the right, we were driving, home as the sun was setting also. We were able to see, like,
the
from
sun setting, like,
the view of this,
beautiful
from the mountains, kind of, another part of the island. So it was really beautiful to see. We had a wonderful time with our family, and being in nature and experiencing it all is always just rejuvenating and relaxing and insightful. So it was wonderful.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope any one of the dear remnant family, when you go back home or whatever thing you have around your area that you would like to share with our dear family, it will be well received. And remember, little ones, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art holding, do not pass me by. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Our opening song is a hymn entitled Cover With His Life. You can also find it in the hymn book, number 412, if you would like to join us to be able to sing our opening hymn, you can unmute your mic to do so. Look upon Jesus, sinless He, Father, impute His life unto me. My life was scarlet, my sin and woe, cover with his life, whiter than snow. Cover with his life, whiter than snow. Fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life a scarlet, my sins are woe. Cover with his life, whiter than snow.
Deeper than wounds transgressions me, red are the stains, my soul is afraid. Oh, to be covered, Jesus, with these painful wounds that now judgment me. Cover with his life, whiter than snow, fullness of his light, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sin and woe, cover with his light, whiter than snow.
Long in the long in the joy of pardon to know. Jesus holds out a robe white as snow. Lord, I accept it, leaving my own. Gladly I wear thy pure life alone. Cover with his life, whiter than snow. Fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sins and woe. Cover with his life, whiter than snow.
Reconciled by his death for my sins, justified by his life pure and clean, sanctified by obeying his word, glorified the return of my Lord. Covered with his mouth, whiter than snow, fullness of his life, then shall I know. My life of scarlet, my sins and woe, covered with his life, whiter than snow.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear family. If anyone of the elder sibling, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our family section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Have a blessing, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up here this morning. We bless the people that's here and the people that's not here. They can come back to the Sabbath. We bless the word that we're going to learn. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 15, verse 32, King James Version, and it reads, "Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe, and they that were crucified with him reviled him." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, we will continue with our part 8 of our lesson entitled Calvary in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Mark.
Mark chapter 15, verse 30, King James Version.
Save thyself.
Save thyself and come
down.
Down from the cross.
Good job. Really?
Mark 15, verse 31, King James Version. Likewise, also the chief priest mocking and said along, mocking said among themselves, with the scribes, he saved other himself, he cannot save. Mark 15, verse 33, King James Version. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour.
Continuing, Mark chapter 15, verse 34. In the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama, sabachthani. Hopefully I said that right, and forgive me if I didn't, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Go ahead.
Mark 15:35. And some of them that stood by, when they heard it, he said, behold, he called Elias. Mark 15:36. And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar and put it on his reed on a reed, and gave him to drink, saying, lay alone, and let us see where that Elias will come to take him down.
Amen. Today, dear ones, and that was our dear sister Gina. Today, we will cover pages 753 to 754. Welcome to all the precious family. Who would like to take the first paragraph here once? May you unmute your mic.
Continuing the reading. With amazement, angels witnessed the Savior's despairing agony. The hosts of heaven veiled their faces from the fearful sight. Inanimate nature expressed sympathy with its insulted and dying author. The sun refused to look upon the awful scene. Its full bright rays were illuminating the earth at midday, when suddenly it seemed to be blotted out. Complete darkness, like a funeral pall, enveloped the cross. There was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. There was no eclipse or the other natural cause for this darkness, which was as deep as midnight without moon or stars. It was a miraculous testimony given by God that the faith of after generations might be confirmed. The Desire of Ages, page 753, paragraph 3.
The Desire of Ages, page 753. In that thick darkness, God's presence was hidden. He makes darkness his pavilion and conceals his glory from human eyes. God and his holy angels were beside the cross. The Father was with his Son. yet his presence was not revealed. Next slide, please. Had his glory flashed forth from the cloud, every human beholder would have been destroyed. And in that dreadful hour, Christ was not to be comforted with the Father's presence. He trod the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with him. Desire of Ages, page 753, paragraph 4.
The Desire of Ages, page 754. In the thick darkness, God veiled the last human agony of his Son. All who had seen Christ in his suffering have been convicted of his divinity. That face, once beheld by humanity, was never forgotten. As the face of Cain expressed his guilt as a murderer. Next slide, please. So the face of Christ revealed innocence, serenity, benevolence, the image of God. But his accusers would not give heed to the signet of heaven. Through through long hours of agony, Christ had been gazed upon by the cheering multitude. Now he was mercifully hidden by the mantle of God. The Desire of Ages, page 754, paragraph 1. And I'll bow down.
The silence of the grave seemed to have fallen upon Calvary. A nameless terror held the throng that was gathered about the cross. But the cursing and reviling ceased in the midst of half-uttered sentences. Men, women, and children fell prostrate upon the earth. Vivid lightnings occasionally flashed forth from the cloud and revealed the cross and the crucified Redeemer.
Continuing the reading. Priests, rulers, scribes, executioners, and the mob all thought that their time of retribution had come. After a while, someone whispered that Jesus would now come down from the cross. Some attempted to grope their way back to the city, beating their breasts and wailing in fear. The Desire of Ages, page 734, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're praying for you, dear sister. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, margin in the King James. This song is taken from the scripture song singer in the section Pillars of Our Faith, memory verse CD.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not a robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became for God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are still in the Desire Ages on page 754. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Blessed Sabbath, everyone, and it's so wonderful to be with the family. The Desire Ages, page 754. At the ninth hour, the darkness lifted from the people, but still enveloped the Savior. It was a symbol of the agony and horror that weighed upon his heart. No eye could pierce the gloom that surrounded the cross, and none could penetrate the deeper gloom that enshrouded the suffering soul of Christ. The angry lightning seemed to be hurled at him as he hung upon the cross. Then Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi lama sabachthani? My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" As the utter gloom settled about the Savior, many voices exclaimed, "The vengeance of heaven is upon him. The bolt of God's wrath are hurled at him, because he claimed to be the Son of God." Many who believed on him heard his despairing cry. Hope left them. If God had forsaken Jesus, in what could his followers trust? Desire Ages 754. Verse 3.
Amen. Sabbath blessing, my father.
Sabbath blessing, my daughter.
Let's learn another beautiful scripture from together, dear one. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1, 2, and 3. Margin. This one is taken from the Desire of All Nations, Sunlight Sound Studio, volume 1. Memory verse CD. At that very moment, they didn't know that this was the time for Christ to be able to become the light of the world when the Father exalted him. And this will be the song to verify that prophecy.
Upon
shall be seen upon me. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Isaiah 60, verses 1, 2, and 3.
I hope by God's grace you could be able to hear the music. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 754. We would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones. May you unmute your mind.
When the darkness lifted from the oppressed spirit of Christ, he revived to a sense of physical suffering and said, "I thirst." One of the Roman soldiers, touched with pity as he looked at the parched lips, took a sponge on a stalk of hyssop and dipping it in a vessel of vinegar, offered it to Jesus. But the priest mocked at his agony. When darkness covered the earth, continue on the next slide, please. They had been filled with fear. As their terror abated, the dread returned that Jesus would yet escape them. His words, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," they had misinterpreted. With bitter contempt and scorn, they said, "This man calleth for Elias." The last opportunity to relieve his sufferings, they refused. "Let be," they said. "Let us see whether Elias will come to save him." The Desire of Ages, page 754, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us learn our last scripture psalm together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalm, chapter 48, verse 14. This section is taken from Scripture, Singer Songs, section Living, the Living Word, Memory Verse CD. Dear ones, we are going to retain our questions and answer till we meet next Sabbath by God's grace during our review section. So next week, we will be reviewing our lesson entitled Calvary, Part 8. If you have your questions ready to be able to be shared for next week, or if there's any other question besides the 8 parts that we have already covered, you can hold it or send it beforehand for research. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to close our study with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. We thank you, Father Jesus, for your blessed Sabbath day. A very cloudy one on this side, but Father Jesus, we thank you. It's a beautiful Sabbath day anyway. Be with us, Father, as we move forward. Thank you for the participation of the little ones and their parents. As we move forward to the next sections of the studies, we pray, Father Jesus, that you continue to bless us. Be with the speaker. Be with the ones that are not feeling well today. We pray for your healing. Place your healing hand upon each and every one of them today, I pray. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we are going to have a review from our chapter 78 entitled Calvary of our part 8, and that will take place January 13, 2024. I would like to just share a little comment. No matter what it is that we all are going through, if it's bereavement or anything in our life, just remember, just as the Heavenly Father showed up for His Son, He does show up for us as well. So be encouraged that you are not left alone, for His divine eyes is upon each and every one of us. Have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath, dear ones, leaving the scripture and also the quote from Step to Christ. Psalm 16:8, King James Version. I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. On our little margin, our growth in grace, our joy, our usefulness, all depends upon our union with Christ. It is by communion with Him, daily, outwardly, by abiding in Him, that we are to grow in grace. He is not only the author, but the finisher of our faith. It is Christ, first and last and always. He is to be with us, not only at the beginning and at the end of our course, but at every step of the way. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones. And please remember the Brown family in your prayer. Amen. Sabbath blessing.